credit cards away.
Get your hands off.
Heads out to Budweiser Blues Cruise, 104.3 WGNL, and the Audi 106.3 WGNG. That's music from Willie West. And take your hand out of my pocket. At 6:05 in the city right now, 5 minutes on the downside of six. And it's time to check in with Mr. Buddy Huggins, because he's a promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling with the Road Report. Good evening, sir. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Al.
How you doing?
Doing great today.
That's good.
I've got a guest on the phone. I want to go ahead and get straight to him. You fans will remember him when he came to this area as the General Skandar Akbar.
Hello, buddy. It's good to be on your program. Of course, you know, I don't need any introduction around the great state of Mississippi. Everybody knows Akbar, and 99% of you don't like Akbar, but you got to say one thing when Akbar's around. Things begin to happen. Am I right about that, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you know, Akbar's still going, and a lot of people have gone down the wayside. In other words, when they get to the top of the hill, they all go down, but Akbar stays right there. I'm still active, doing a lot of promotions in Texas and, of course, in Arkansas and Oklahoma. And everything is going very, very well with me. Dallas Morning News did a great article about 4 weeks ago on yours truly, and it was really a great thing. And I'd like to say one thing about you people in Mississippi. You gave me a hard time, but I've got to admit one thing. You're very, very unique and one of the greatest wrestling fans all across the world, the hemisphere, everywhere you want to look. Great state of Mississippi stands out as great wrestling fans.
Exactly.
And I'd like to say one thing. We can remember the great days of professional wrestling. It has changed drastically, as everybody knows. Now, I'm not demeaning anybody. I've got a lot of talent that I sent to New York and to Georgia. A lot of those young gentlemen were with me at one time. But I do not agree with everything they do. And most people here around the Dallas area always ask me, hey, Mr. Akbar, when is the great world-class and Mid-South wrestling, when are those days going to ever come back? And I said, well, maybe they will. And they said, that's the kind of wrestling we love to see. And, of course, you've got to admit, the great Mid-South wrestling tape was the tape of the decade. It was tremendous. We had so many things going on, and to do what we have done will never be equaled again in the history of professional wrestling. You can count on that.
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that, sir. But what I'm doing in the Mid-South territory is I'm trying to bring guys like you back in to meet the superstars that we're cultivating here. And I know that you have a wrestling school and that you've got some up-and-coming new stars. We want to, over the next year, form a union with you in Texas and the people that you work with out there, so we can bring you and some of the people that you work with in Devastation Incorporation and have those type of matches. Now, see, the difference between what you see now and what was happening back in the Mid-South is actually back then they wrestled. It was a wrestling match.
That's right.
Now what you've got now on TV is not nowhere close. It's entertainment, and they tell everybody it's entertainment. Well, I want everybody to know, when the General came to town, he came to town because it was real. The emotions were real. The feelings were real. You remember some of the angles with the Freebirds and Junkyard Dog. Do you think any of that had to do with wanting to actually not want to make somebody slap somebody?
Well, that's true, buddy. Of course, you remember it. That was a night of infamy there in Jackson, Mississippi, when I hit Hacksaw Jim Duggan with a big fireball. And, you know, and consequently, when we went to the Louisiana Superdome, when he faced Kamala, my man, the great Ugandan warrior, that was around 30,000 people at the Louisiana Superdome, and the New Orleans Police Department insisted that I wear a bulletproof vest, true story, and because I had so many death threats prior to that show. Yes, buddy, the thing that we really need to bring back the good days, and I'm not saying let's step back 100 years, I'm just saying let's bring back what we did in Mid-South. And of course, nobody would ever come up to Akbar and say, hey, it's entertainment, because he'd be flattened. Believe me, I don't like that. And anything I had to do, and of course that article And the reporter was so good, and I said, one thing I want you to do as a finale to this article, and you say Akbar did it the straight way, and I certainly did. A lot of people never liked me, but that's too bad. I mean, that's the way it is. And I'll look forward to coming back to Mississippi, and you know what I always say, when I get in that squared circle, you treat me with the respect I richly deserve. You know that, buddy.
Oh, exactly, exactly. You've been in this business a long time.
1963, sir.
You're a legend in my mind and in these wrestling fans' minds. We've got to re-educate these young children. Now, you older fans, you know what I'm talking about. You remember Highway 49, the Sportatorium. You remember that building, don't you, Akbar?
Oh, certainly I do. Yes,
we
I do.
We filled that building week in after week in.
That's right. On
a weekday, we filled that building with as many as 800. And that action, like you said, may never come back to those numbers across the Mississippi area like Greenville, Jackson, and Greenwood. But what we can do is we can do this. We can make a plan, a mission to bring wrestling back the right way. None of that cussing, none of that fussing, none of that disclaiming women.
Yeah.
Now, this is for all the people that listen on the Internet. General Skandar Akbar has a website. I'll make a link with this interview going up on the Internet where you can find his website. And that news report that he was talking about in the in Dallas Daily News, I'm going to make a link for that so you wrestling fans on the Internet can listen to that. We're doing great things here, Akbar. It's just going to take some time. I'll let you know exactly as the weeks go by when you're coming, but it could be as early as November the 3rd, or we may have to just hold off till December the 1st. But you fans, you can listen to this radio show every Thursday, every Friday, and I'll keep giving you updates on what is going on. Now, next week we're looking at, you remember Tom Jones?
Yes, I remember Tom.
All right, he's in Oklahoma.
That's right.
He's doing a wrestling school up there.
Uh-huh.
I'm wanting to work with him. And maybe next Friday, I think we got scheduled the big cat, Ernie Ladd.
Yes, yes, uh-huh.
He was actually a booker for Bill Watts.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Tell me a little deal with Ray Candy.
Ray Candy, of course, Ray is gone. You know, he's left us. He passed on, and Ray Candy was a student of the business. When I say student of the business, he was a young man that wanted to learn this business, and he was a fierce competitor, make no mistake about it. Ray always gave 100% out there. And you know, at one time, later on, he jumped over the fence with me and became a member of Devastation Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
And also Leroy Brown, the same thing with Leroy. Leroy's gone, and they were both fierce competitors.
And the Junkyard Dog.
The Junkyard Dog.
We have lost some great talent.
We have lost some great talent, believe me. And when you talk about these names, they all achieved legendary status during their wrestling careers.
The reason I brought up Ray Candy is because Ernie Ladd told Cowboy Bill Watts to give that man a chance that he could put butts in the seats, and he did. And I tell you, he was right about Ray Candy, and he's right about Ernie Ladd. Everything's meant to happen. And what we're doing here in the Mid-South, I've got a guy called the Jagged Edge. I've got a guy that won the tournament last week in a memorial tournament for the Junkyard Dog. Mm-hmm. His name is Mad Dog Butch Wiggins. Mm-hmm. Our talent roster's thick, Colonel. We got talent from the top all the way to the bottom. We got it sideways. There's good people here. We've got to get this thing underway next year.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to wait next year. We're going to start November the 3rd in Greenwood, Mississippi at the National Guard Armory. All you fans, y'all turn out for that show. You help watch a company grow. You'll see history in the making.
Okay, guy, we are having a couple of minutes here. Of course, you want to wrap this up before we break back to some blues, Mr. Huggins?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Akbar?
Yes.
You close it for us, and I'll tell them November the 11th in Batesville at Unclaimed Furniture in the parking lot, a free show to the public. That's in conjunction with All Star Wrestling. You can come there and you can see handsome Boogie Woogie Man Jimmy Valiant. You can see the Jagged Edge and all the other stars of the Mid-South Wrestling.
Very, very good. And I urge you fans to go out and support this because this is the beginning. This is the foundation of what we're going to build back again. And, buddy, I will be in close contact with you. I'm very, very thrilled about what's happening, and I want you to keep in contact. Keep me informed as to what's happening. And I'll be on top of it myself. And I want to wish all these people in Mississippi, although you don't like me, you're great wrestling fans. But remember, when Akbar comes around, treat me with respect. You know, the general's always around. I've wreaked havoc in that area for a long, long time. And thanks for having me on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Mr. Buddy Huggins, because he's a promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling, along with the legendary Skandor Akbar. At 6:15 in the city right now, we'll be right back with much more Contingent Blues inside the Budweiser Blues Cruise.
Frankie, get out your spatula.
Yeah, I lost mine.
Come on, we're having a barbecue. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to be there.
Who's everyone? Me and you?
No, all our old friends.
Right.
The Frogs, the Ferret, and his cousin, One-Eyed Tony.
What a nightmare.
I thought we'd play all the traditional outdoor games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like slap the frogs until they sing silly.
Yeah, that's a great game.
Yeah, and then let's draw the ferret on the grill for prizes.
Will we stop it?
Frankie, it's going to be great.
Right.
We'll get a case of Budweiser long necks.
Mm-hmm.
Cook up some Louis dogs. Reminisce about old times.
Hey, Louis, the old times stank.
They did?
Yeah. You tried to bump off the frogs.
No, that
right?
was TV drama.
And then you showed nude photos of the ferret on national television.
Yeah, but now we can laugh about it.
Yeah, well, you
know?
Can, maybe. I mean, but the frogs are in therapy.
Oh.
You know, the ferret has been disowned by his family.
Oh.
I mean, don't think they'll find it funny.
I had no idea. I remember it warmly.
Well, did anyone respond to your invitation?
Yes. In fact, the Frog responded.
Oh, yeah. What did he say?
Well, he said,
Oh, go figure.
But I took that as a yes.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's the Budweiser WGNLGG Blues Cruise. Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. The best blues in the Delta on 104.3 WGNL and the all-new 106.3 WGNG. Brought to you by Budweiser. That's the Budweiser WGNLGG Blues Cruise. That's Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Only on 104.3 WGNL and the all-new 106.3 WGNG. That's the Budweiser Blues Cruise.
I'm so long, I lost my baby. She said I left you because I'm better.